Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
North America. May 13th this year was the celebration of the 27th World Falun Dafa Day, and the 34th anniversary of Falun Dafa was introduced to the public in 1992. The occasion was recognized by countless dignitaries and celebrated in countries and regions all over the world. In Canada, members of Parliament, the Premier, members of Legislative Assembly of Alberta, the Mayor and City Council members of Calgary, and mayors of other cities and towns sent letters to the Falun Dafa Association in Canada to honor World Falun Dafa Day. They offered sincere greetings and best wishes to Falun Dafa practitioners and commended the values of the practice. They also said they stand with practitioners and believe that kindness will prevail. In the U.S., over 40 elected officials in New York State issued proclamations or congratulatory letters commending Falun Dafa and its principles. They highlighted the physical and mental benefits of Falun Dafa and the positive impact it has on society. In Virginia, the 30th anniversary of Falun Dafa's introduction in that state was also celebrated by member of the Virginia House of Delegates, Eric Zaire, who issued a certificate of recognition to Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, and to practitioners in Virginia for their contributions to the community. Citizens were encouraged to celebrate the occasion by acknowledging and practicing the values of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance.
The Netherlands. Falun Dafa practitioners from the Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, Ireland, and Switzerland held a rally and parade in the city of Rotterdam on May 16th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day and express their gratitude to Master Li, the founder of the spiritual practice. The Tianguo marching band led the parade, followed by practitioners dressed as celestial maidens, waist drums, and lion dance teams. The procession wove its way through Chinatown and neighboring streets. International human rights organizations, including Amnesty International Netherlands, Human Rights Without Frontiers Netherlands, Discrimination in the Province of Utrecht, and Global Human Rights Defense, sent letters which were read aloud at the rally by the deputy chair of the Netherlands Falun Dafa Association. A rally and parade also took place in Amsterdam on May 17th, with Falun Dafa practitioners from more than 12 European countries participating. Former member of the House of Representatives of the Netherlands, Harry van Bommel, addressed the rally to commemorate the occasion. Nearly 800 people signed a petition to support Falun Dafa. At least 10 Chinese people renounced their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations.
New Zealand. People enjoyed a World Falun Dafa Day celebration at Hamilton Lake Domain on May 16th. Hamilton City Councilors sent their congratulations and wished the event success. It was a bright, sunshiny day, and the shimmering lake provided a beautiful backdrop for the practitioners' activities, which attracted many spectators. The Tianguo marching band and dragon dance and waist drum teams were greeted with waves of applause and cheers. Many people took photos and video recorded the activities, and some learned the exercises. Others asked for the location of the nearest practice site. Mona Himi was very much in favor of meditating and cultivating oneself. The news of the illegal forced organ harvesting happening in China to Falun Dafa practitioners shocked her, and she found it unbelievable. She said, "This goes against humanity and divine nature. I cannot understand how a doctor who has gone through many years of learning can do such a thing." Ms. Himi also said, "This world operates on cause and effect. If humanity does not change, it will face consequences. Most people do not understand this." When she learned that practitioners were celebrating World Falun Dafa Day, which coincides with Master Li Hongzhi's birthday, she sent her thanks to Master Li and said, "He is helping people."
Saipan. Falun Dafa practitioners in the Northern Mariana Islands held a car tour procession on May 13th to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. The motorcade parade lasted about an hour and a half. The display boards atop the cars proclaimed the values of Falun Dafa with messages such as celebrate the 34th anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction. Later, practitioners gathered at the safety area beside Toyota intersection on Beach Road for 3.5 hours and conducted activities that included group exercises, posing for a group photo, and sharing introductory information about Falun Dafa. Saipan suffered devastating damage in mid-April from a super typhoon. The World Falun Dafa Day celebrations attracted many people and created a beautiful scene on the island after the natural disaster. The peaceful, joyous atmosphere at the event touched passersby, bringing joy and hope to local residents. Passing drivers honked their horns to greet the tour, and many people stopped to watch and wave. Some gave a thumbs up and commended the practitioners on their efforts.
Hungary. Heroes Square, the gateway to City Park, is one of the city of Budapest's most iconic and visited public squares. Statues commemorating Hungarian heroes, the Museum of Fine Arts, and the Palace of Art are located there. Practitioners held a celebration at the square on May 9th to commemorate World Falun Dafa Day and to thank Master Lee Hong-jur for introducing the spiritual practice to the public. Practitioners did the exercises at their booth and told people about the benefits of the discipline. They also raised awareness of the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa that continues to this day. This was the first time the Hungarian waist drum team played together in public, and people seemed to really enjoy their performance. Many took photos and videos and talked with practitioners.
Ukraine. Practitioners in the city of Kyiv celebrated World Falun Dafa Day on May 10th. They demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and handed out informational materials. Practitioners also shared examples of how cultivation improved their lives. Ala is 89 years old and has been practicing for about 13 years. Even strangers often tell her how well she looks, and she lets them know that it is thanks to Falun Dafa. Mariana has practiced for 2 years. She said Falun Dafa's teachings help her cope with the stress and anxiety of living during wartime in Ukraine. She said, "You need to simply remain humane in all circumstances, keeping your good intentions and a kind heart." A few secondary school pupils stopped to watch the practitioners doing the exercises. They accepted flyers. One said, "I get it, this helps you find yourself." He asked how he could start practicing and was very pleased to find out about learning online.
Italy. Practitioners in the country's Veneto region held an event in the city of Vicenza on May 23rd to introduce Falun Dafa. They set up an information booth, displayed banners, and distributed information about the practice and origami lotus flowers. Many people said they were shocked to learn about the CCP's persecution, as well as the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting taking place in China, and signed a petition against the persecution. After a young Chinese man talked with practitioners, he said it cleared up his prior misunderstanding of Falun Gong due to the CCP's disinformation campaigns. He accepted copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party and Minghui International, and said he was interested in learning more about the practice.
Israel. To honor World Falun Dafa Day, Falun Dafa practitioners gathered on May 16th on the Tel Aviv promenade to demonstrate the exercises, hand out flyers, and speak with passersby about this spiritual practice and its principles. A banner near the exercise demonstration introduced Falun Dafa. Many stopped to watch and ask questions and accepted flyers. Some said they were moved by the beauty and peacefulness of the exercises, and several joined the practitioners to learn the movements. The practitioners held 3 2-hour sessions so that they could connect with more people throughout the day. For practitioners in Israel, the event was an opportunity to express their gratitude to Master Lee and to introduce Falun Dafa to the public.
Croatia. Falun Dafa practitioners traveled to the coastal city of Rijeka on May 9th and held an event in the city center to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. The activities took place at Corso Avenue, where both sides of the street are lined with cafes, shops, and historic buildings, blending the atmosphere of a harbor city with the charm of an old European town. The area serves as a key landmark where locals and visitors gather to relax and stroll. Falun Dafa books and informative flyers were displayed in more than 10 languages, and practitioners demonstrated the exercises. many pedestrians expressed their interest in Falun Dafa cultivation and signed the petition to support the practitioners' efforts to end the persecution.
Finland, the World Village Festival was held in Narinkatori Square in the city center of Helsinki, the capital of Finland, on May 16th and 17th. The event venue was teeming with crowds, and many pedestrians visited the Falun Dafa booth. Falun Dafa's exercise music and graceful exercise movements drew many passers-by to learn more about the practice. When people heard that Falun Dafa practitioners abide by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, to be good people and improve their minds and bodies through doing the exercises, but were being persecuted by the CCP in China, many people were stunned and signed the petition calling for an end to the human rights abuses.
Germany. On May 13th, Falun Dafa practitioners in the city of Hamburg gathered near the Elbphilharmonie, one of the city's most striking landmarks, to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. People from around the world gathered there to take in sweeping views of the harbor and watch the sunset behind the city, making it one of Hamburg's most beloved and frequently visited attractions. Practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, distributed informative flyers, and talked about how the spiritual practice changed their lives. As the event drew to a close, a remarkable scene unfolded. A double rainbow arched across the pink-hued night sky, adding serenity and beauty to the event.
USA, the historic Little Neck Douglaston Memorial Day Parade, one of the country's largest Memorial Day parades, was held in New York City on May 25th. Many elected officials from the federal, state, and city levels attended the activities. Around 100 groups participated in the event this year to express their respect for the soldiers and veterans who sacrificed their lives for the country. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in the grand parade and carried banners reading truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in multiple languages so spectators from different countries could read them. Practitioners also demonstrated the exercises, presented a lotus flower dance, and the Chinese waist drum team provided a rousing performance. Jie Li Jin, the chairman of the China Democracy Party International Alliance, along with his friends, watched the parade and experienced the spirit of democracy, freedom, and patriotism on display. They said, "Falun Dafa practitioners bring Chinese traditional culture to mainstream society, to tens of thousands of people in the community." U.S. citizens were cheering, clapping, and taking photos when they saw Chinese traditional culture. "We too feel proud as Chinese. Falun Gong is a positive energy in American society, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is an indispensable force promoting world civilization." The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 61-year-old Jiling woman dies while living displaced to avoid being arrested for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Gao Xiaosha began practicing in 1998 and credited Falun Gong for turning her into a calmer, kinder, and more considerate person. In 2000, to avoid arrest, Ms. Gao went into hiding but was arrested in 2006 and beaten savagely by the police. In protest, she went on a hunger strike, but was often force-fed during her two-year sentence. Ms. Gao was again arrested in 2020, but this time taken straight to a hospital after the detention center declined to admit her. There, she managed to escape. After that, Ms. Gao moved from place to place during the next few years, but she was unable to land a job or to take public transportation. She developed a fever and a lasting cough in January 2026, and the condition kept worsening. Her family took her to a hospital hundreds of miles away from her hometown for fear of her being tracked down by the local police. She died on April 9, 2026.
Ms. Liu Jianli, 51, who lives in Wuhan City, was arrested because she practices Falun Gong. She was sentenced to 6 years in 2020 and was sent to the Hebei Province Women's Prison. Ms. Liu's prison term ended several months ago, but she never returned home. It is unclear whether the authorities sent her to a brainwashing center or other detention facilities. It is not uncommon for Falun Gong practitioners to be kept in detention even after they completed their prison sentences. Last April, another woman in Wuhan was taken straight to a brainwashing center right after she completed an 8-year prison term for practicing Falun Gong. Prior to her latest prison sentence, Ms. Liu was arrested multiple times, serving time in a forced labor camp, and then followed by a 3-year prison sentence. In addition to persecuting Ms. Liu, the police also harassed and intimidated her 3 sisters. Her husband was unable to endure the pressure from the authorities and divorced her years ago.
An 81-year-old woman in Liaoning Province has had her pension suspended since 2016 because of her faith in Falun Gong. Yet a local court has declined to hear her case against the agency that has stopped her retirement benefits. Ms. Wu Shou-Lan, born in 1945, retired in 2002 after working 34 years at various positions in government institutions. She was arrested in 2015 while putting up posters about Falun Gong. She was later sentenced to 2 years and her pension suspended. Ms. Wu was later arrested again when she went to a relative's home to borrow money and was given another 3-year term. After her release, she continued to seek the reinstatement of her pension. The financial persecution has caused tremendous difficulty to Ms. Wu, who has no children to take care of her. Last year, Ms. Wu filed an administrative lawsuit demanding the return of her pension that had been withheld from her over the past 9 years and to resume her retirement benefits. Her efforts have been met with constant roadblocks from the courts and administration.
A woman in Shandong Province serving 4 years for her faith in Falun Gong has been denied basic human rights since last October because she refuses to give up her faith. Ms. Feng Guichun, in her 30s, was arrested and then sentenced to 4 years in 2024. Her appeal was then denied. In August 2025, Ms. Feng submitted a motion to the prison authorities to reconsider her wrongful conviction. Instead of forwarding her motion to relevant agencies as required by law, the prison put her in solitary confinement for a week. They also abused her in other ways, resulting in her losing weight and ending up in poor health. Her family noted that she looked pale and emaciated. When they asked the authorities the reason why, they were told she had violated prison rules by refusing to write thought reports or attend education sessions. Ms. Feng's family is worried about her safety, especially given the multiple deaths of Falun Gong practitioners in the Shandong Province Women's Prison.
Experience Sharing Conference in Houston, held on the 30th anniversary of Master Li's visit in 1996. The Southern U.S. Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Conference took place in Houston, Texas on May 23rd. Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, gave a memorial lecture there 30 years ago. Practitioners at the conference reflected on their cultivation journeys and talked about how they improved by following Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. The conference was held at the Culture Center of Taipei Economics and Cultural Office in Houston. The president of the Southern U.S. Falun Dafa Association, Mr. Yang, said Master Li's lectures in 1996 helped more people in Texas to learn about Falun Dafa and benefit from it. He said, "We are honored to gather here again today to thank Master for introducing Falun Dafa." During the break, photos of Master Li with practitioners when he gave his lecture in Houston in 1996 were displayed on a large screen. Mr. and Ms. Song have practiced Falun Dafa for more than 30 years and attended Master's lecture in 1996. Ms. Song recalled, "When Master came to the stage for the lecture, every one of us stood up and welcomed him with warm applause." An assistant to the mayor of Houston presented 2 proclamations to Master Li. One honored him as an honorary citizen and goodwill ambassador, and the other proclamation declared October 12, 1996, Li Hongzhi Day. Some of the speakers at the conference were veteran practitioners, while others have recently started practicing. They all spoke about how they improved physically and mentally after they took up the practice. A practitioner named Miss Zhang is a therapist who moved to the United States from China. She said, "I learned from Falun Dafa that the purpose of life is to constantly improve and return to our true selves." Miss Zhang recommends Falun Dafa to her patients so they can benefit.
Kentucky newspaper covers World Falun Dafa Day celebration. The State Journal, a newspaper in the U.S. state of Kentucky, reported on Falun Dafa practitioners' World Falun Dafa Day event in front of the Kentucky State Capitol Annex on May 14th. The article provided background about the practice by referencing the Falun Dafa organization website and stated, "The belief system of Falun Dafa offers the possibility of spiritual growth through disciplined practice. Its teachings encourage learners to let go of unhealthy attachments as they strive to attune their lives to the underlying qualities of the universe: truth, compassion, and forbearance." The report noted that Falun Dafa gained widespread popularity in China during the 1990s, before the Chinese Communist Party launched a nationwide suppression campaign in 1999, with practitioners facing detention, torture, and forced organ harvesting. Citing information from the Falun Info website, the article stated that this persecution is still happening today in China, with attempts by the CCP to end the practice in the U.S. using death threats, lawfare, and manipulation of U.S. media. Ms. Fong from the city of Louisville was among the practitioners who attended the event that day. She was quoted in the report as saying that practitioners hope to use this opportunity to raise public awareness and call on residents to ask Kentucky Senators Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell to support and co-sponsor Senate Bill 4009, the Falun Gong and Victims of Forced Organ Harvesting Protection Act. According to the U.S. Congress website, the bill aims to provide for the imposition of sanctions with respect to forced organ harvesting within the People's Republic of China and for other purposes. Ms. Fong told the State Journal, "Here we can practice it and talk about it. In China, we would be put in jail." She also shared her personal experience in practicing Falun Dafa. Ms. Fong told the State Journal, "When the evil gets exposed, the evil gets eliminated in the process. We're for peace and raising awareness."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.